How did you get the idea for the smartwatch, and what does the smartwatch do precisely?
The idea, I work with a group of people who work for Philips, and in their previous life, they produced a tracker that was used for the American Army to find out what was happening to people's bodies or soldiers' bodies during combat. And a lot of the technology that we've taken on for our own smartwatch comes from that. And they were so depressed by what they were finding in the sort of deserts of Kuwait and so on, that they wanted to take the technology and make it a bit more fun. So that's the sort of background to it. And what does this device do? Well, it's a watch. It's an activity tracker that can be worn either on your wrist or as a necklace, or indeed you can use it as a pebble in your pocket. And we've tried to make it fashionable, so you can wear it in different colours, you can fit to different moods that you're in, so you can switch it around into different wrist accompaniments. And in addition to the device, it comes with an app. And as you're using your device, it's tracking the activity that you're doing, and through a whole load of algorithms, translates the activity into a map of your activity in a slightly different way. We're not trying to compete with Fitbit. We're trying to make it a bit more interesting and a bit more laid back in many ways. So you get a wheel of time, and coming out from the center of the clock, if you like, are spokes depicting how much activity you've got at any one point. And the really cool thing that we do is translate that also into what we call our Zing Diary, which is a series of circles around, again, a timed circle. And the greater the color in the circle and the larger the circle, the more balanced you are between your activity and rest. And as you get more washed out or you're doing too much activity, the color will fade and the circle will reduce in size. So you can begin to see when you're out of balance between your activity and your rest. And that's the prompt to say that I'm being pushed too hard, or I'm not taking enough rest, or I'm taking too much rest and I need to do more activity. So those are the prompts that sort of say to someone, hang on a second, you're pushing me too hard here. Give me a break. Look at this. The color's fading on my device. And look at my app here. It's really not telling me. It's telling me that I need to do something different. And that's the prompt that we've got for people to do something different.
And you said earlier it stores the data so you can see trends.
Yeah. You can keep a complete record of your past month of activity and balance, and you can go flick through on the app very easily to see that.
And this is a very good idea, because I don't think we realize this that much, or that this is as big an issue as we think, but we are a borderline slave society again. We work, 70, 80 hours a week, some of us, and deadlines and personal life interfering with work life and career and everything. The stress levels just become immense. And I don't think we take into account that doesn't have to be the norm.
Exactly. And I think the other thing that we're trying to say to people is you don't have to be a marathon runner to enjoy life. You can get a good balance of activity by doing, simple things like going for a walk and, taking the stairs and not the escalator, walking your kids to school and not putting them on the bus or whatever it might be. Look, simple things can make your life so much better. And we don't really want to compete with Fitbit and say, you've done 1,000. Because I think things like Fitbit are more stressful because, how many steps have you taken? Well, I don't really give a shit how many I've taken. I actually just want to have a good balance between my rest and activity. I want to do more if I'm doing less of one or the other. And that's really where we're coming from.
And it's good it's good that you bring that up, because people think when they say, okay, you've got X amount of steps to do, or you have this to do, this to do, and this to do, that causes more stress, because if they don't meet their goal, then they take it upon themselves. They beat themselves up over it.
Exactly that. And we don't want to be like that. We want to say, just think about life a bit differently. And, you know, you don't have to go marathon running. Just go for a walk, take the dog out, do whatever you want. But just don't sit on your ass all day being lazy. Or on the other hand, don't overdo it. And that's something that I don't think people are thinking about. It's the opposite of a lot of these activity trackers. It's, you know, maybe you actually need to take some rest.
Mm-hmm. And it's good that you bring that up as well, because on the flip side, like for myself, my family, there is a significant amount of retirees, you know, people over 65. And I've noticed a problem in my personal family as of late, that the retirees all have one thing in common. They will sit there and watch TV all day.
Yep.
You know, absolutely. Like every time I go over to anyone, I mean, I'm not naming names, of course, but every time I go over to any one of their houses, I could tell you exactly where in the house they're all at. They're in the room with the TV watching Big Bang Theory or CNN or whatever, you know, and they're just vegetating.
And that's a really good point, because one of the things that we've done is we've done tests with families. So we've given everyone in a family, including, you know, grandparents and so on and uncles and aunts, these things, and said to them, you know, just use this and see how your life matches up against each other. And it's been great to watch how sort of competitive they've become. And we lent one to a guy whose grandfather is Taiwanese, and he's 85, and he suddenly started saying, God, I'm not doing anything. And then they said, well, why don't you go to the supermarket? Why don't you do this? Why don't... And he starts going to the supermarket, and he comes back, and then he's showing his pattern on his app and saying, oh, God, look what I've done. And he gets really excited about it. Whereas before, just like you said, all he was doing is sitting on his ass watching TV.
Mm-hmm. How does it encourage or motivate?
It encourages and motivates. It's self-driven many times. You've got to keep an eye on what you're doing. And the motivation that we've seen in families has been through, you know, at the end of the day, sitting around a dinner table and saying, let's have a look at your pattern today. And therefore motivating through sharing, because you can take a day's pattern, and very easily by just a click on the app, you just tap on the app and you share it. So you can share it and send it to your partner, you can send it to your children, you can send it to your grandfather or whatever, and just say, here's a good day I had today, and you can annotate it and say what you did during the day. And that, we found, is the motivation for others to do more. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it really would make sense to guarantee success, because everybody's different, but there's a commonality in humanity. And what I mean by that is, it would make sense to get two. Because then you could do it with someone else, and people, exactly, you know, are guaranteed more to do things together than a person would by themselves.
Exactly. And in addition to all the stuff I've talked about so far, it's got some other cool things on it. So it's got a complete messaging platform. So you can type in the app a pre-canned message. So, for example, for my wife, for example, today I put in a message saying thinking of you, and you can associate with that a sound emoticon. And then when I'm thinking of her at any point, I literally just blow on my watch and it sends that message out to her, and she gets it on her phone and it blows a kiss to her, or it might say something else, you know. And you can do all sorts of things with that. So it's got a sort of secure and fun messaging aspect to it as well. And then I, you know, I'm into music, just as you were saying earlier, you know, your whole world is music. If I have my iPhone in my pocket and I've got my headphones on, the watch can control the iPhone, so it can control skipping tracks, it can control pausing it. You can do switching it off, switching it on, pause next track of a playlist, or, you know, your Apple download or whatever it might be. So I don't have to touch my phone to do all that. I can just gesture on the watch and it will skip the track. And then you've got things, you know, all these stupid selfie sticks you see. You can take selfies by putting the phone up to 15 meters away, take a selfie with a gesture, and it can be a selfie photo, it can be a selfie video, and then you can share that in your message group as well. So it's got other sort of fun things in there as well.
Now, going back to the message thing, you mentioned it has something, you know, it does some cheeky messages. Yeah. The first thing I thought when you talked about the message function was, like, could it send the people in your group, like, you know, so-and-so just smoked all you guys on the walking distance marathon, and now he's bragging about it on Facebook. Yeah.
You know? You can do anything you like, and, you know, we've got all these sort of emoticons we call zingers, and they're little pictures, and then there's a sound element to it as well. And in the next release, we're hoping to be able to create your own. So you might want to, you know, a session at a gig or something, or you might be at a football game and photograph something, and then you can send those on as well as messages. So we want to get self-created ones. At the moment, they're ours, but it would be great if you could have those that are self-created.
You know, another application I've seen, I could really see this benefiting, is medical rehabilitation.
Yes, indeed.
You know, going back to my family members, I had another family member that was really that's really close to me, have a triple bypass last year. And they ended up spending 4 months in physical rehab, you know, like getting their breathing and everything right. I mean, I could picture this helping out with that.
Yeah, because it's not too in their face. I mean, the Fitbit's very in their face, and it would be steps and calories and all of that. This would be a prompt. And with the messaging thing, you know, one of the people we used it with was a personal trainer who was working with kids with diabetes that led to obesity. And she had five of them in her group. And one of the cool things that she could do, she'd say at the end of every day, share your activity wheel with us. So they'd send it back to her. She'd look at it. And then she'd message by putting messages together and say, try this exercise tomorrow, or well done, or whatever it might be. And it was a really cool way of doing that. So taking your story about the rehabilitation, while they're in rehabilitation, you could, you know, prompt them every day and say, send me your activity. How are you doing today? That's great. And, you know, encourage them.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's possible that, like, maybe in the future, you could tie this directly in with your medical records?
We've never thought about that, but that's an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, because, you know, when somebody gets out of the hospital, you know, maybe it could give little snippets of updates, you know, yeah, directly to the hospital, you know, to your hospital records.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, very interesting. I like the idea of that.
You know, because I mean, you could, it's using Bluetooth, correct, to talk to the phone. You know, then you could have the apps and the data.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we've got one of the great things this has, and something we're looking at. We collect an awful lot of data about that person's activity, their temperature, the day of time of day, how much movement they've done. There's a lot of data in there, and that must be of value to the medical profession.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Now, do you have any plans on having to take like blood oxygen and pulse and blood
Not
pressure?
At the moment. No, we haven't. But I mean, one of the things that we're planning right now for next year is what's the roadmap for next year. So it wouldn't be difficult to do a lot of that. But we've tried to steer away from being a medical device. We want it to be more of a fun device, more of a relaxed, you know, how can I do more, you know, and to excite people when they see themselves doing the normal things in life, that actually it's really good for them. There was a huge amount of research done here by the chief medical officer in England that was trying to tackle unhealthiness and obesity and so on. And they were trying to push the fact that, you know, 30 minutes a day of activity is very, very good for you. And it doesn't have to be running. It doesn't have to be cycling. It can be all sorts of things. And they were talking about, you know, mow your lawn, go for a walk with the dog. And if you get those 30 minutes a day of aerobic exercise, it will actually enhance your life dramatically. And what we want to do in the new year, we want to do a new year, new me thing, and we want people to do a month of using these things and plot what they've done and what difference it's made to their life. So we're going to try and get them to visit a doctor beforehand, get a medical check, and then we're going to give them 10 tips of things that they can do to enhance their life, and very simple stuff, not, as I've said, running or any of that rubbish, and actually test it. And then at the end of the month, go back to your doctor and say, what difference has this made to my blood pressure? What difference has this made to my weight? What difference has this made to, you know, my overall health? And get a whole series of groups doing this of different ages, and then see if the device has helped them do that.
Now, What about like things like quitting smoking? I mean, I can see where this could become an aid for that.
It could. I can't think at the moment. Yeah, it certainly could, because you were talking about blood oxygen. That was an interesting one. That would certainly be an interesting tie-in with that. But yeah, quitting smoking, another motivation. You know, how much better am I if I'm activate? You know, if I've stopped smoking and I've been active, what difference has it made to my life? That would be interesting.
Exactly. Well, and it could monitor your stress levels, because you know when you're quitting. I mean, I'm a former smoker myself, so I know all about this, man. I mean, that first few months, you know, when the cigarettes are not physically there, that can stress you out. I mean, it sounds stupid if you're not a smoker, but serious, if you don't have them and you're quitting and you know they're nowhere in sight, that can be stressful.
It's painful. I've yes. been there.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about.
I hated it. Yeah.
You know, but how would it affect the workplace as a whole? Like, say, like there were like an entire office got this. How would it affect the workflow?
We're currently testing it with Quite Great, who the people contacted you in the first place. So they've all got Zings at the moment, and they're doing a workplace group scenario for us. So we're really interested in getting the feedback from them as what was different, what did they do differently, did they take more breaks, was their work rate better? So they're going to write a report back on that in about 2 weeks' time. So probably in the new year we'll have that report back. So we're testing it right now as we speak.
I can't picture Natasha getting stressed out at all, man.
Or Pete. Do you know Pete?
No, I don't. I know Natasha and Vicky. Those are the ones I talk to.
Vicky's great.
Yeah. I can't picture them being stressed out, though. They're so nice.
They are so lovely. And I don't think they will be stressed, but I think they will be. They're quite a competitive bunch, and I think they'll be looking at each other and saying, oh, well, how much activity did you do today? Or how much did you do this week? And comparing that. So I do think there will be some competitiveness in there, which is what you want to create, you know.
Now you should check us all out here. I got told I don't have a soul this morning, so. So I'm like, that's the third time I heard that today. You know, so yeah, if you want some really jacked up results, man.
Tell me a bit more about JAMA Direct.
Well, we are an unsigned network of musicians. We have about 5 million members on our main site, and then we also have a series of radio stations and a magazine, which is what you're on right now. So, and like I said, we're branching out, and you know, that's what intrigued us about Zing and MVBII, man. I mean, how do you pronounce it?
Mubi.
Okay.
Don't Mubi. Ask me why that name was chosen, but I wasn't here when it was chosen. So,
let's wait on vacation. Let's wait till Ludo goes on vacation, and we'll talk about the name.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and we've also added it to our audio radio news too. So we showed it on that, because this is quite a unique product, and the music business is a stressful business, because it's, you know, filled with a bunch of people that will literally tell you, hey, it's just business, man, you know. So, and you know what kind of crap, you know, precedes that. But what do you have coming up with this watch? Where do you plan on taking it?
I think there's lots of ways. We want to find a killer thing for teenagers, because one of the pieces of feedback we've had from them has been, we want a bit more than you're giving us. We like a lot of the features, but there's some. So we're thinking of trying to see how we could get the gesture base of the product to give them some gaming control as well. So, you know, how could they use gestures to interact with other people to get games played between them? So we're looking at that. We're looking at a product for, I don't know if you in the US heard about the Madeleine McCann case, where a child was abducted on a holiday. So we're looking at a product where you could wear on your wrist to track where your children are. Yeah, so we're looking at that as well. I think some of the things that you've mentioned today are really interesting about the medical side of it as well. And, you know, we're constantly looking at ways that we can take the device to new levels, really. But constantly, one of the things that we want to do is the strap line we have is the activity tracker that puts a smile on your face. And we want that aspect to remain in everything we do to make it fun for people.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think the key here is that we don't realize how much our physical health depends on our psychological well-being.
Yeah.
And that is very true.
And it's thinking about, you know, getting that good balance of your life. And that's what we're trying to push.
Yeah. Now, what is the price of a single unit?
The price, the retail price is about £50.
So, Seriously, that's it?
Yeah.
I was thinking iWatch prices. I'm sorry.
But, you know, we've got a huge amount of stock that we're shifting at the moment. So we're doing pack deals where you can get, you know, 2x2x4. And that takes the price down to £25-30 a piece.
Yeah. Man, I mean, so between $50 and $80, basically. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Now, are you bringing it over here to the US or is it?
We're working with a guy in Seattle and I'm meeting with him in January to try and get it into Amazon US. So hopefully in the new year, we'll have it up on Amazon US.
Nice. But you can order it in the US from a British retailer or yourself. Do you direct sell?
Yes, we do on the website.
Okay. What's your website called?
www.mubi.com. So MVBII.com.
Nice, nice. Well, best of luck to you. I really think this is an innovative thing, man. And I think, you know, you're going to do really well with it. And I think what I like about it, too, is it's not a gimmick. You know, it's something that you get that can actually better your life.
Exactly. That's the whole theme about it.
Exactly. And it's something that can grow with you and upgrade.
Yep, exactly. And the app, I mean, the easy thing is with an app, you can constantly add new features to it. And that's something we're going to do throughout it.